Okay, we're going to start here with the Mishnah at the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, the final Mishnah in the Vesefta. Because we spoke about the outcomes with regards to Kodoshim, that either Yivdu or Yikavru, that to be buried, here the Mishnah gives us a broad swath of items that Beiluhein and Yikvarim. These are items that required to be buried. Kodoshim Sheipila, Kodoshim that had a miscarriage, produced a nafel, that nafel must be buried. Yikavru. Hepila shalya, if she gave birth to a placenta, an embryonic sac, which is an indication that there was a vlad in there, that also tikaver has to be buried. Shor niskal, ve'egla arufa, ve'tziporei mitzora, ve'se'ar nazir, u'petor chamor, u'basar v'chalav, v'chulin shenischatu bezara. All of these are items that have isurei hana associated with them, and are required to be buried. Shor niskal is a shor that killed a human being, and now is put to death. After they're put to death, there's a requirement for basar lo yachel, that you may not get hana from such a shor. Egla arufa, we learn now from the word sham, that it must be buried there on the spot, where its neck is cut off from behind, and it is an isur hana, and it's buried on the spot. Tzipurei mitzara is a makloket about whether this is only the tzipor that you shech, the mitzora, you have two tziporim, two birds, one which you shech, whose blood is used for the sprinkling on the mitzora. There's an additional tzipor that's lecto free. So some say this references both of those tziporim. There's an isur hana, not only on the tzipor that you shech, but also on the one that you let go free. Others believe that it's only an isur with regards to the one that you shech. Se'ar nazir, talking about the hair of a nazir. Now the hair of a nazir can manifest itself in two ways, and that will get discussed in the Gemara, which is that there's a nazir who is tahor, who completes his process of nazirut. The hair that he takes off is also kodesh, but there it goes under the dod, it goes under the cooking of the shlamim. It's used for fire to cook the shlamim. Then there's the se'ar nazir of a nazir who had his nazirut interrupted by tum'ah, and he has to cut his hair, the nazir tameh. That hair also is kadosh, and that is likely what the Mishnah is speaking about in terms of having to be buried. Peter chamor, chamor that's a firstborn that you did not exchange, and therefore you end up killing it. You put a kupitz to the back of its neck, but arafo, and that has an isur ana associated with it. Basar bichalav, we have three times in the Torah it says, lo tevashel gedi bichalei bimo. One of those three times comes to teach us that there's an isur ana with regards to basar bichalav, and chulin shenishchatu be'azara. That is because lakelev tashlichunoto, that is only true by things that are outside of the mikdash. But once you're in the mikdash, the chulin that's in the mikdash does not have a din of lakelev tashlichunoto, does not have permission to be ne'aneh from them. Therefore, all of these items require kvura in order that no one benefits from them, but in order to protect people from coming to an isur ana. Rabbi Shimon Omer, chulin shenishchatu bazara yisrafu, that the chulin that was shechted in Ezra should be burnt and not buried. What Rabbi Shimon is worried about, as Rashi points out, Mishum de Michlefei behu kodoshim shir behu psul. How are we able to distinguish between chulin shenishchatu bazara and other kodoshim that have psulim in the mikdash? Kodoshim, as we'll see in a second, that have psulim in them, they are nisrafu, they are burnt. So if that's the case, and you have chulin shenishchatu bazara, nobody from the outside looking in will be able to distinguish between them. So we're not going to bury chulin shenishchatu bazara, but rather we're going to burn it in order that you don't have that problem. Now here, Rabbi Shimon's din says, even though a chaya nobody's going to get mixed up with, because there are no chayot that go on the mizbeach, so it's clear, if you shech the chaya inside the mikdash, that's chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. Nevertheless, that still should be burnt, because anything, it's saying now a general principle with chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, sheyisrafu, even though there'll be no confusion with regards to the chaya because of the general principle by chulin shenishchatu bazara. Ve'elohin anisrafim. These are things that are required to be burnt. So here minyan adiyoma, chametz, b'pesach, yisarif. Then chametz on Pesach has to be burnt. As you know from the Mishnah in Pesachim, that shitat Rabbi Yehuda, shitat chachamim is that you can be zara l'riach, matil yam. There are other ways to destroy the chametz, but according to Yehuda, the only way to destroy chametz is sreifa, that he learns out from Notar. Truma tamea. When it comes to truma, that is tamei, then the Torah says, l'chane tatia, I gave it to you, you may not eat it, but you still may get hana from it, and we'll see that in a second, the Mishnah. You can burn it, or you must burn it, But in the process of burning it, you may get hana from it. Horla v'kilaya kerim. These both come with an isur hana'a. So there, it should darkan lisrof, yisrof. Those items that you can burn, you should burn. Should darkan likaver, yikaver. And those items that are normally buried should be buried. This is modifying Orla and Kilaya Kerim, because Orla and Kilaya Kerim can manifest themselves as Ochlim, as foods, or they can manifest themselves as Mashkim, as liquids. So the solids you will burn, the liquids you will bury, in order to eliminate these items that are Kilaya Kerim and Orla, because that says Pentukadesh, that we darshan on the word Pentikdash Hamleya, that you Pentukadesh, that you should burn those Isurei Hana. And the two are associated with each other, the Orla and the Kilaya Kerem. Madakin bepat ubishem shel truma. This is what I mentioned before. Mishnah is coming back to tell you that when the truma tmeya is burnt, it's not like the other items in the Mishnah where you're not allowed to get hana from it. But rather, you're allowed to use it to fire your stove, your oven to make bread, or to burn as candles, the shemen shel truma. Kol kodeshim shenishchatu chutz dezmanam v'chutz demkoman are elu yisrefu. Any kodesh that has a problem with pigul, that's pigul of chutz lizmano, or a problem of chutz limkomo, is the wrong machshava, they get burnt, because we have a principle that kosh bekodesh yisareif. Any problem that happens within kodesh, that gets burnt. Hashem talui, it comes to an Hashem talui, and Hashem talui is brought when a person is uncertain as to whether they've committed something that is a chatat. We'll get to this in the upcoming it should be burnt. It is buried. Now, in terms of Hashem Talu Yisareif, as Rashi points out, the situation is that Kodim Zrikat Adam, before he did the Zrikat Adam, no dolash lo chata. He figures out that he did not sin. So since he figures out that he did not sin before the time that they did Zrikat Adam, then this is Kodesh, that is Pasul. There was no necessity to bring the Hashem Talui, and therefore it goes out to be the Yisareif, according to Yehuda Ika, there. Now, in terms of, it's built on a situation of safek, so you would think maybe it should go through, but it doesn't. Now, in the other situation, which is afterwards, if he figures out that he does have a chait, then he still brings the Hashem Talui, because he will have to bring a chatat, but the Hashem Talui is built to protect the person from Isurim until he brings the chatat. So just because you brought it out as safek doesn't mean that there's a problem because of that safek. Chatat of a baal safek. Now here we have another korban that is brought al safek, and that's a chatatov. Chatatov we allow. It's the only chatat you allow to bring al tanai on the condition that maybe you need it, maybe you don't need it, because none of the chatatov ends up on the mizbech. The only thing from the chatatov that ends up on the mizbech is the dam. The remainder of the chatatov is eaten by the kohanim, and the parts that are thrown out are thrown out. So over here, what we'll have is that chatatov, if you bring it al safek, tisareif, then it is burnt. You throw it into the sewage system of the Mikdash. So again, here, you have a chatatov. Most likely scenario is that the Gemara talks about it is a case with a woman who has a safek, whether she gave birth or not. Then she brings shnei torim or shnei bnei yona. One of them is a chatat, one of them is an olah. She's allowed to bring that misafek, because a chatat ha'ov can be brought misafek. An olah always can be brought misafek, because you can make a tanai, either it's a nidava, or I'm discharging my obligation. You can't do that with a chatat. Except for a chatat of, we allow you to do that. Again, the kohanim will not eat from the meat, because it was done through malika. Now, if it's a good korban, then they are entitled to eat from the meat. If it's not a good korban, then you just shecht in chulin with malika. That makes it into nevela. So there's a suffix nevela here for the kohanim. Therefore, we burn it, according to the Tanakhama. According to Yehuda, we throw it into the sewage system, the water in the Mikdash, because it's soft. The bird is soft, it'll disintegrate in the water, and it'll go out to Nachal Kidron that way. Kol nikvarim lo yisrifu. Anything that should be buried, do not burn it. V'chol anisrafim, anything that should be burnt, lo yikavru, should not be buried. Now Rashi claims the reason that kol anisrafim lo yikavru is because dilma ati inish. Because if you take something that should have been burnt and you bury it, somebody will find it. And they'll come and get the hana from it. Rekiv Eger, right on the spot, says, why do you have even to come to that reason? The answer is that there's a mitzvah lisareif. All of these items, we have to have a pasuk in the Torah to teach us that it has to be burnt. So a mitzvah to say to burn it. So that's why if you bury it, it's problematic, because you didn't accomplish the mitzvah to burn it. Forget about any takala that could come out afterwards. There's an ikar mitzvah to burn it, and you haven't accomplished that when you do this.
Never have
Right, so that might be in the opposite case, which is what you're raising, is the opposite position, which is if someone should have buried it, and instead they burn it, maybe there you would say, look, burying it is just to ensure that nobody gets ana. If I burn it, then certainly nobody's going to get ana. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Someone wants to be machmir and say, I'll burn what should have been buried. Rashai, you can do that. Amrulo, enu mutar lishanot. He cannot change what he's supposed to do. The Gemara will explain why he cannot change what he's supposed to do. Sear nazir ikaver. So Rami Lei, it's either Tevi or Tobi, the Rav Nachman. I think it's Tobi, not Tavi, because of that. Tavi is an Eved Ktani of Rabbi Gamliel. Right, of Rabbi Gamliel, in the Mishnah Brachot, he gets mentioned. Tevi Abdi, and it's also mentioned in the Mishnah Sukkah. Slept under the table in the Mishnah Sukkah, and Rabbi Gamliel has accepted Tanchumim on him in the Mishnah Brachot. But I don't think that's who we're speaking about over here. I think that in the Shita Mekubetz, it changes it, I think, to read as Tobi, because of that, not to be Tevi, but Tobi. So that it's distinguished or distinct from that. Tanan, our Mishnah, Se'ar Nazir Ikaver. So that our Mishnah says that the Se'ar of Nazir gets buried. Viriminu, Haureg Melo Hasit Mitzemer Bechor Bebeged. Someone who takes wool from a Bechor and he puts in a Melo Hasit worth of that wool into the Beged, Idalek. You burn it. Idalek a Beged. The Beged is burnt to get rid of this Isuranan. You have a bechor, that you're using something from this bechor that is not yours, it's hekdesh. Now it's in the beged, you don't know where it is, you gotta burn the whole beged. Se'ar nazir. If you take the se'ar of an Ezra and use that to weave a sack, or petar chamor, same thing with a chamor, basak, idalei kasak. You burn up the sack. Now in both of these cases, you can see, that's just orcha demilta, tsemer. Wool is used to make begadim. Hair, which is the se'ar nazir, or the petar chamor, is used to make a sack. In both of these cases, if you weave them into the item, and then they're lost inside that item, you burn the entire item. So the question is obvious. Our Mishnah says, Se'ar Nazir Yikaver. And we have a Mishnah that's telling us that you have to burn them. So which is it? Do we have to bury them, or do we have to burn them? Now, as far as Melo Asit, Rashi over here does something interesting. He says, Melo Harchakat Godo Me'etzpa. The distance between your thumb and your forefinger. That's the amount of Melo Asit. There's a Mishnah in Shabbat that deals with Melo Asit. And actually, that's the definition of what's called Melo Asit HaKfula. That's the double seat. A double seat is between your thumb and your forefinger. A seat is between your pointer and your middle finger. So that'll be the seat. Melo Asit Kfula will be the double, will be between your thumb and your forefinger. So Rashi over here claims that the Melo Asit is between your thumb and forefinger. It's more likely that in the way he explains it in Shabbat is that Melo Asit is actually between your middle finger and your pointer finger. So that's the amount that you have to have in there in order that it becomes significant that you'll have to burn the beged. So the response Rabbi Yirmiyah gives to him is, Kan benazir tamei, kan benazir tahor. Depends on which hair we're talking about. The Se'ar Nazir, the Torah, since it gets burnt anyway, therefore we're going to require a Srifa for it. The Nazir Tamei, since he does not require a Srifa, there's no Dinah Srifa by his hair, therefore we're going to say that Ikaver, that it is buried. Sa'amalei, Shanita Nazir Nazir. You only solved one problem over here. You solved the Mechiluk, or the stira between that Mishnah and our Mishnah with regards to Nazir. What about Petar Chamor and Petar Chamor? Both Mishnayot also mentioned Petar Chamor. Our Mishnah mentions Petar Chamor amongst the Nikvarim, and the Mishnah in Orla mentions it amongst the Nisrafim. How do you solve that problem? You can't use Nazir Tamei, Nazir Tor to solve that problem. Ishtik, he was silent. Below Mar, below Mide, he had no response. So then after a little bit, he says, Amalei, Mide Shmeilach, Baha? Toby, did you hear something about this? Maybe you have an answer. Amalei, Hochi Amar Rav Sheshit, Kan Besak, Kan Beseyar. Depends what you're talking about. Is it by itself? Or is it now incorporated into a beged or into a sack? If it's incorporated into something else, our fear is that if you do not burn it, then nobody's going to know that the item is mixed in there. And even if you bury it, somebody will find it and they'll use it. There's nothing wrong with it. On the other hand, when you have plain hair and you have plain wool, if you bury them, nobody's going to go and use those because it's, first of all, they disintegrate very much more quickly. And number two is that people who don't go around finding these things and using them. So Yidmar and Havi, a similar machloket over here. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, kan besak, kan beseyar. Same answer that Rav Sheshit gave. And Rabbi Lazar Amar, kan benazir tahor, kan benazir tamei. So he gave the answer that Rabbi Yirmiyah had given, which is Nazir Tor and Nazir Tameh. We'll come back in a second and deal with Petr Chamor at the end of this piece of the Gemara. So Amalei Levatel Beruba. Why don't we say it's Batel Berov over here? You have a whole beged. You have one or two strings inside of this beged. Why isn't it Batel Berov? So Amra Papa Bitsipurta. He made a design on it. There was a bird that he made with it. He made some sort of significant design that affects the whole beged. And therefore it can't be Batel Berov. Mar says, Tziporta Lishlofinu. If it's a weave that goes on top, some sort of design that is stitched into the beged, then pull it out. Because then you know what it is. I mean, the whole problem we had until now was it was lost in the beged, therefore you had to deal with it. But if you know what it is, you can pull it out. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. That's Rabbi Yehuda from our Mishnah. Damar, Im Ratzal Achmir, let's moldi srof et anikvarim rashai. If he wants to be machmir and burn it, he burned it. So the suggestion being, Rabbi Yehuda is the author of this braita. And therefore, burning over here is not a demand, but rather a chumrah. So Amar Lei, Kekashalan lishlofinu. Vahamut miklak, Rabbi Yehuda. He says, I don't understand. We're asking you to pull the stuff out. And you're telling me we're machmir like Rabbi Yehuda to burn it? Who would ever do that? Who would ever burn the beggar when you have the opportunity to pull it out? It makes no sense. It's one thing if you have to be koveret, and then you want to burn it. Here you have the opportunity to do neither. You don't have to bury it, you don't have to burn it. You go, just pull it out of the beggar, and the beggar will be fine. Who would burn such a beggar? So he says, oh, you didn't understand me properly. How come, you know? Im efshar l'shlufinu mutav. If you can pull it out, good. Vim lav. If not, ukmuk Rabbi Yehuda. Say this, Mishnah or Laz like Rabbi Yehuda. Damarim retzalach miratz mal disrof. Etanikvarim Rashai. Therefore, if he wants to be machmir on himself to burn it, then he is Rashai. Now, the Tosafot over here claims that this last part of the Gemara is not an answer to be Levato Baruba. It's not addressing anymore the issue of Batel Berov, no Batel Berov. We addressed that already. That if you can pull it out, then you pull it out. If you can't pull it out and it's lost, Enochanami, it would have been Batel Berov. The problem that we're discussing over here is what do you do with Petr Chamor? In that Mishnah and Orla. How do you deal with that? If you say, Kanban is here to me, Kanban is here to Or, the answer is, it's Rabbi Yehuda is the author of that Mishnah and Orla. So it's not that there's a demand for Ida Lake, but rather you can be Ida Lake. You can take that option up. And that's what it means. That's the explanation for that Mishnah. So Kanban is here to me, Kanban is here to Or answers the Stira Nazir. Nazir to Or requires Reifa. Nazir to me, the hair of Nazir to me is only Nikvar. Petr Chamor, our Mishnah says, Ikaver. That Mishnah says, Yisareif. That's because it's holding like Rabbi Yehuda, who says if you want to take something that's nikvar and be sarefet, that's fine. And that's the answer for what Rabbi Yirmiyah said before. He explained Nazir, but he didn't explain Petr Chamor. This is the answer to that question. Amar mar, chametz pesach yisaref. Stam lam tana ki Rabbi Yehuda, damar in bir chametz el esreifa. Our Mishnah stam like Rabbi Yehuda, which is that bir chametz is enu ela b'sreifa. We do that. Optimally, we burn the chametz, but if you can't do it, like on Great Mayor Pesach falls out on Shabbat, then we do it in the alternative methods. Truma tmeya v'orla. Ha ketzad. How does this work? Ochlim b'sreifa, mashkim b'kvura. That modification that the Mishnah gives about those that are burnt, those that are buried, that has to do the difference between ochlim, which are done b'sreifa, mashkim, liquids, which are done through kvura. Chatatov. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Chatatov, a baal, a safek, yatilena le'ama. That a chatatov that comes because of the safek, you throw it into the sewage system of the mikdash. Uminatcha, ever, ever. You break it into pieces. Ever, ever, bezorkan le'ama. And you throw it into the sewage system. Mitgalgelet olecha de nachal kidron. And the ama, that water system that goes through the mikdash, goes out to nachal kidron. But because it's broken up into ever, ever, and it's in the water, it'll disintegrate, it'll dissolve in the water, and therefore nobody will get anar from it. Kol ha-nikvarim lo yisrufu. My time up. Mishom de nikvarim efran asur. Nisrufin efran mutar. So this is the big difference between that, which is that which is required to be nikvar, the residual of that which is nikvar is asur. The efer is asur. Whereas a nisraf, the efer is mutar. So if you take something that should be nikvar and then you burn it, you're going to come to be nene from the efer. You're nene from the efer. That's against the principles of those that are required to be nikvar.
And if you bury the efer?
Bury the efer afterwards. Nobody's going to do that. They're going to think it's Elohim min anisrafim. And they're going to think it's mutar because those which are nisraf are generally mutar. V'nikvarim efran asur. Is that really true? That those which are required to be buried, their leftovers, their residuals are asur. V'atanya. Damanida ubasara mate shenifrechu. You have dam anida, which coagulated. Basara mate, shenifrachu, they both dried out to the point where they are flaking, crumbling. Tehorim, they are now tahor. So they have to be buried. These are items that the Mishnah Nida says have to be buried. And here it says, if they've turned to the point where they're crumbling into small particles, they're tahor. My lab tahorim and mutarim. Sounds like there that they're tahor. They no longer have tumah and they're mutar. It says, lo, tahorim vasurim. They are tahor, but they're still asur bana. But you have to say this is only modifying the basar amid part of it, not the dam anida part of it, because right, there's no reason that dam anida should be asur bana. No, there's no requirement that dam anida be buried either. Okay, made the Rav Pinchas. Olat of shnit matzah dama. So in olat of which the dama was put on the mizbech properly, morata v'notza shela yetzu midei mi'ila. The items that have to be thrown into the beta deshin, which is the feathers and the morata, the digestive system, they no longer have a din of mi'ila. So here again, you have something that is quote unquote asur ba'ana'ah, because it's to be thrown into the deshin. Nevertheless, it's liyotza midei mi'ila. There's no longer a din of mi'ila. My love, yotzu midei mi'ila umutarim. Says no, yotzu midei mi'ila, but still asurim. Now the Marmu's the other side. V'nisruvim de'ekdeish efran mutar. Is that really true that those which are burnt in the Kodesh, their efer is mutar to get an afram? V'atanya. Kol nisrafim, anything that is burnt, afram mutar chutz me'efer asherah. That anything that is burnt, the efer is mutar, except the exceptions to this rule are avodah zarah. V'efer de'ekdeish lolam asur. So here you have a statement that says that the Efer of Hekdesh, which is one of those items that is burnt, is asur. Aside from the fact that by Avodah Zarah, it's also that way. Umi Arev, now the Gemara, like this is in parentheses, this is a sidebar. Umi Arev hu delok Arev lehu. How come, when we quoted this Braita, why didn't it just group Asherah and Hekdesh together? They both have the same din, that Efran is asur. So why didn't it just Karev lehu, put them together, Betani lehu, Mishum, the Asherah Yishla B'teila, Bovid kochavim. Avodah Zarah can be batel. If a goy is mevatel the Avodah Zarah, it's no longer asur bana. So that's a different din. Hekdesh in lo batel olamit. Nobody can remove the shem hekdesh from hekdesh. Tani miha, efer hekdesh, the olam asur. That braita says that the efer of the hekdesh is olam asur. And you told me, Elohim anisrafim, is because you can't mix them up with nikvarim, because they are mutar, the efer afterwards. Samarami barchama, kigon, the nafla dleka batzei hekdesh. That a fire came by itself amongst the Etzei Ekdesh Me'alah. So now we skip, according to the Groy, skip the next four words. Inish Dilimol. There was no person here that did perform Me'ilah. Dilik Brauk Efran Lechulin. So that their Esh, their Efer, their Eshes should go out to Chulin. To understand this, the Gemara's premise now is, the reason that by Kodesh, when you burn it, and you have the residual Efer, the reason that it is Mutar, is because something is wrong with the Hekdesh. There are two things that can be wrong with Hekdesh. Those which are mentioned in Mishnah, which are psulim. They came pasul, therefore their dagata Hekdesh dropped. So now when you burn it, on top of their Hekdesh being a lower level, then the Efer is mutar. Or, if a person misappropriates Hekdesh, person is mo'el be'Hekdesh, then that also takes the Hekdesh out of being kadosh. It takes it, someone who's mo'el, changes the status of the item from Hekdesh to chulin. So over there, also, when you burn it, the Efer afterwards will be mutar because it was chulin. The one exceptional case is a case where the fire came by itself and affected Hekdesh. Over there, you have no psul. The Hekdesh was not psul. And you have no human being intervening, misappropriating Hekdesh. So it burnt by itself. In that instance, the residual Efer will be asur ba'na. Because there you didn't have a reduction in the level of Kedusha, because it became Pasul, this wasn't Pasul. You didn't have it be misappropriated and changed into Chulin by a human being, because it happened by itself. In that instance, that's what the Braita is speaking about, where the Efer of Hekdesh is Asur after the fact, is because there was no diminishment of the Hekdesh in this case. So Rav Shmaya Amar Kitanya HaMatnita, Betrumat Adeshin. He gives an alternative answer, that there we're speaking about the Trumat Adeshin. The Trumat Adeshin is the ashes that are taken, the spoonful of ashes that are taken off by the Kohen each day. V'samo etzel mizbeach, and they're placed down on the floor and etzel mizbeach. On that, pasuk, v'samo etzel mizbeach, tanya. Do'olam asur, that they're always asur, the tanya. V'samo benachat, you have to put it down nicely. V'samo kulo, you have to put all of it. V'samo shlo yifazer, to put it down so it doesn't blow away. The Gemara learns in Yoma that samo means that it requires geniza. It must remain there. So these are ashes of Kodesh. that are placed down by the deshin next to the mizbeach, the samo etzalam mizbeach, when you place it over there, they still have an isra'na. They're not, you would say, midei me'ilah. They don't, usually in a hektesh, when you've done the mitzvah, you're done and the me'ilah goes away. There's no longer a misappropriation of hektesh, but it's not hektesh. Over here, even after you've accomplished the mitzvah of putting it into the mizbeach, there's still an isra'na, and that's what the pasuk tells you, because samo etzalam mizbeach, that it still retains its status of hekdesh, even after the fact. And that's the afer we're speaking about. We're not speaking about stam afer, we're speaking about the afer of the trumat deshin, which is placed next to the mizbeach, that has a din and gemizah. That's what we're talking about, the isra'na, according to Rav Shmaya. Okay, with that, we'll complete the mesechta.